G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 377 of Irk Pod. Yes, it is Irk Pod episode 377. Hello, I know it's been a while, internet, since you've actually heard me talk on this show. It is, what's the date today? About the 15th of October. And the last time that I actually spoke to you on this podcast was when I was on a train heading to Maitland back on the 21st of July. So 21st of July up until, what's today, the 15th or the 16th of April. Jesus Christ, there's some dopey car drivers around. It's funny, as an atheist, I still say that. But anyway, it is basically the middle of October as I'm recording this. I let the episodes basically run out. I took my time in releasing the episodes from the New Zealand trip, just in time for me to go on another trip. But I'll tell you more about that in a moment. So what have I been up to since I've been back, since, you know, the end of July until October? Well, I've been at my place of employment, and I've had some adventures there. I was having a really bad run at one stage. I hit a kangaroo on a Sunday night in the dark, coming from the west, actually, very close to Albert's house, coincidentally. I hit a kangaroo doing about 80 kilometres an hour at my train. I just saw him at the very last second, and I didn't even know it was a kangaroo until they told me a bit later, because I had another train stop and check the damage, and then they needed to remove the kangaroo. My train was undamaged, and I completed that trip on time. So that was a rather interesting experience, because up until this point, you know, I'd hit the occasional bird. When I was in driver school, I had a bird get stuck to the front of my train. But, you know, I've had the occasional magpie. I've never hit an ibis. And I was talking to a friend of mine on Twitter who absolutely hates ibises. And I said to him, oh man, I go near the Beckstown line almost every day, because there's a lot of ibises that hang around Lakemba and Wiley Park on the Beckstown line, and they're forever on the tracks. But out of all the years that I've been driving, you know, 7 years or so, I've never actually hit an ibis. They always manage to get out of the way. The magpies and the seagulls and the pigeons, not so much, but the ibises, yeah, they seem to get out of the way. And he says, oh, I'm going to mark you down as, performance needs improvement, because he can't stand ibises. So there was the kangaroo incident. What else have I hit? I've also hit, on the very first trip while I was in driver school, I also hit a shopping trolley, and I also hit a rather large garbage bin, a 240 litre auto bin. So I had that experience. I had some mechanical issues on the train. The train's computer basically died on me one night. So that was interesting. I overshot a platform by half a carriage. So yeah, I've had some interesting experiences in that regard. The music shows on Channel Irk are going well. Metal Monday, Irk FM International, and Irk FM Australia. I'm actually in the middle of celebrating Rocktober at the moment, so that will be rather cool. And at the end of the week, as I record this from the 19th of October, I'm actually hitting the road, and I'm going on tour, which is going to be rather interesting. I am travelling to see the Whiplash Festival which is for metal bands. It starts in Sydney. So this is my itinerary. So I'm going to be doing some travelling and some... I'll do some ERCpod episodes while I'm away as well. On the 19th of October, Friday the 19th of October, I'm just going to spend the night in the city. And I'm going to stay close to the venue where the first gig is at on the 20th of October. The Sando in Newtown. Overnight in the city. And then on Sunday the 20th of October, I jump on a Virgin Australia plane and I head to Brisbane. I basically go from the airport to my accommodation, check in, and then my accommodation is just around the corner from where the second gig is, the Hi-Fi Bar in West End in Brisbane. Then that's a Sunday. Then I'm spending a couple of days in Bris Vegas, so there might be some more train trips. Hopefully I'll get on one of the very, very, very new trains that they've got up there. So that will be cool. I know Albert enjoyed my Queensland rail trips. Then after a couple of days in Brisbane, I'm actually flying to Brisbane to Newcastle. It's a Virgin Australia co-chair flight with a company called Alliance. And so I'll be flying on a ATR-72 because Newcastle's a regional centre near the Hunter Valley of New South Wales, so they don't necessarily always fly things like Boeing 737s or Airbus A320s in there. So I'll be flying on an ATR. A few days in Newcastle, there's a gig in Newcastle, there's also a gig in Gosford. Then on the Sunday, the Friday night's in Newcastle, the Thursday night's in Gosford. But on the Saturday, I'll be flying out early on another regional plane, on another regional carrier called Aero Pelican, flying from Newcastle to Sydney. And then I'll be on a Virgin flight from Sydney to Canberra, catching a cab to the accommodation, checking in, and then wandering up for the Canberra show at the basement of Belconnen. And then on the, that's the Saturday night. On the Sunday, I'll be flying Canberra to Melbourne. Again, same thing, the accommodation's around the corner from the venue. Go to the show, and then I've got a couple of nights in Melbourne before flying back to Sydney on the 31st of October. So that's going to be very interesting. I'll be taking you with me, and it is going to be rather cool. I organised all those flights, and then I found out that there's actually a tour bus that's running in conjunction with the tour. And I thought, I didn't know there was a tour bus, and even if I had known there was a tour bus, I probably would have taken the plane option anyway. As you know, if you've been a long time listener on the show, I have sleep apnea, and so me sleeping on a tour bus, I don't think so. So I would rather spend the money on the accommodation, which I'm doing at my own cost, and then flying there, which I'm doing at my own cost. The only thing that the promoter is providing for me is the entry to all the shows, which is nothing to be sneezed at, by the way, because tickets are around about $50 each. So yeah, that's going to be cool. I was going to try and get to the Sydney show, and then I was recording Metal Monday a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, you know what, if I take a week or so of annual leave from my place of employment, and I've got some owing to me, I could do the whole tour, and I could see a lot more bands and a lot more shows, because there's a core group of bands that are going for the whole tour, including a band from Denmark, and there's other local bands playing at each venue as well, so that is going to be cool. If you're into metal, I'll be doing lots of metal interviews and all that sort of stuff, but if you're not, I'll take you around and do some of the touristy sort of things here on Oakpot. So that is cool. That's going to be very good for my frequent flyer miles, by the way, that I'm starting to rack up. The only bits that won't be covered under frequent flyers will be Sydney to Newcastle, or Newcastle to Sydney to be technically correct, because that's flying Aero Pelican, who ironically have codeshare with Qantas, but the rest of it is Virgin. So that is going to be cool. Speaking of frequent flyer miles, I am still waiting actually to get all those frequent flyer miles credited for my last trip with Etihad. I've got an Etihad card, and I claimed a Virgin flight on it from Sydney to the Gold Coast, and then Etihad code share with Air New Zealand, which was one of the reasons why I decided to do it. And so I should get credited Brisbane to Auckland, Auckland to Queenstown, Queenstown to Sydney. I did actually lose one of the boarding passes, I think, from memory, the Auckland to Queenstown one, but the other two I have. I sent off all the details to Etihad's retro claim section, who promptly decided to ignore my email. And so after a couple of months thinking, oh, well, they might just credit the miles, they didn't. So I emailed the general feedback line, and I've attached photos I've taken of the boarding passes, and I'm just waiting for them to get credited. They have to talk to Air New Zealand, and then Air New Zealand get back to Etihad, and then hopefully I'll have the points. Which is ironic, because yesterday I was looking at travel. There was a rather large travel magazine inside the Sunday newspaper, and Etihad had return flights from Sydney to London for $1,500 for next year, for 2013. And so they are flying Sydney, Dubai, and then Dubai, London. So my basic strategy is to keep the Etihad for the international things, and then use the Virgin one for the domestic, because I don't think there's sometimes where Virgin will cover things that Etihad won't, or vice versa. So putting my eggs in two different baskets. So hopefully I should have those miles credited soon. Hope you enjoyed the New Zealand stuff. I know Ian from Canada was listening along, and Albert was listening along, and Shauno was listening along. I know Shauno commented at one stage in relation to the New Zealand section. He said that New Zealand is the best part of Australia. Very funny, Shauno. Albert, last time I remember him listening, he was still listening to the Queensland parts. And Ian was very surprised that I could manage to afford going to New Zealand. And it was, he had the misapprehension that it was an expensive trip. The most expensive part of it was probably the airfare. Although there wasn't, it was pretty cheap, really. You know, $300 or something to go from Queensland to New Zealand, and then a similar price back to Sydney. With the exception of Brisbane, I stayed in, they were pretty much hostels, but they were single room. say no 5 stars on the doors. No 5 stars on the doors there. And when I did book them, I booked them via last minute website. So it's not as if I paid full price for any of the accommodation. And the same thing with this trip that I'm about to do. I've booked venues that are, I've booked accommodation that's pretty close to the venues where I'll be at. Because for some of them, especially Brisbane, Canberra and Melbourne, I'm basically flying in for the morning of the show and then heading off to the gig, and then so I don't want to be going halfway across town between the accommodation and the venue. Speaking of which, I spent a weekend recently on the New South Wales Central Coast. I was in a music video. The music video actually isn't out yet. It's by Smoke and Mirrors, who I'm pretty sure I've featured here on OakPod before. They were doing a video for their song Set to Ignite. They basically filmed it over a weekend. And on Saturday night, I headed up to the Gold Coast. The Central Coast. I'm getting my coast mixed up. Headed up to the Central Coast of New South Wales. And we had a whole group of fans there at the drummer's house, Sam, where a lot of the video was shot, and I should be in the video at some stage. I haven't seen it yet. It's in post-production, getting put together. You know, there's probably an hour's worth of footage, if not more, for a song that goes for about 3:19. You know, with different angles and all of that sort of stuff. So it'll be interesting to see what actually makes the clip and what doesn't. It's looking quite spectacular, based on what I saw on the night and based on the photos. So on the Sunday night, what I decided to do, rather than drive on the Sunday from the Central Coast back to my place and then to work on Monday, I decided to stay an extra night on the Central Coast and then drive straight from the Central Coast to work on the Monday, which is what tens of thousands of people do on a regular basis. They work on the Central Coast. Sorry, they live on the Central Coast but work in Sydney. And so for that one day, I decided to be one of them. But again, I went onto a last minute website. It was literally last minute because it was about an hour between the time I booked it and the time I got to the accommodation. I got the room for about half price. Because I don't know if I've ever explained the concept of a last minute website when it comes to accommodation. The one I usually use is WOTIF. WOTIF. And so their theory is that the hotel would rather somebody staying in a room, albeit at a discounted rate, rather than the room be empty. And so they're trying to jack up their occupied rates and that sort of thing. So if you're travelling at the last minute, and if you're out and about and you've got mobile internet, rather than just rocking up to the place and saying, oh, can I have a room? I've done this before. I've parked around the corner. I've, you know, looked in the area that I'm in, booked a place, waited for a while, and then gone to the accommodation. And it saved me lots and lots of money. And that night I had a spa suite for about $150 for the night. The price was north of $300 for the night. Had I have just walked up to the reception and said, can I have a room, please? So that was rather cool. Oh, and when I was in the spa, they had a bubble bath type stuff that you could put into the spa, and I used the whole bottle. You know, it's only one of those small bottles that are about the size of your thumb, but that combined with the jets from the spa They overflowed. If I remember, I'll put a photo of that on the show notes, and you can see exactly how high the bubbles actually got, but that was quite cool. Woke up the next day, drove to work, was ridiculously early to work because I had allowed extra time for the traffic, so I went and had a massage before I went to work, so that was a really cool weekend. But because Ian saw the photos and saw me talking about it on Twitter, and because he'd been listening to the shows as I was putting them out, he thought I was still in New Zealand, but definitely, definitely not. I left New Zealand in July, and I want to go back. I'm not sure when I'm going to go back. I've got this tour to think about first, but yeah, it should be good. If you've been listening to Channel Erk, you will know that even though I haven't been recording new things for ErkPod, you know, I've been letting the New Zealand content trickle out. I've also started a new podcast, and the theme to said podcast you heard at the start of this show. It's a new podcast called Erk to the Dory Room. And in case you haven't been listening, I know Shorto has, and Ian has, and Albert has. It's basically me talking about entertainment, TV, music, popular culture, and a lot more. Things that I might have previously spoken about on ErkPod before, I'll be talking about on this particular show. I've just released episode 12. Episode 13 is ready to come out on the weekend. So I've been using an application, which I'm actually using at the moment, called BossJock Studio, to record while mobile in the car. And so what that enables me to do, it's got a voice recorder in it. So as always, I've got the iPhone in my cup holder in front of me, and I'm just talking as if I'd be talking to a passenger, and you know, it's picking up the sound of my voice and the sounds around me. Haven't seen any ambulances yet, but what it also enables you to do, you've got six separate buttons that you can use to load up audio in, so you can load in, for instance, feedback or theme music or songs or whatever, you know, audio clips, and then you can press a button and they'll play like this. You know, things like that was Stellar Addiction with Lardy Da that I recorded live just before their EP launch. And so you can play that, or the theme music at the end of the show. So rather than using iTalk Lite, which I was using before, you'd have to add all that sort of thing in later, or you'd have to play those off the CD player in the car. But now I can do that. The file's already done. The levels are actually pretty good because I've got them set. And so I just need to send it from the phone to my computer and then do the stuff with the website, and it is an episode ready to go. So one thing about recording on my way to work like I am now, I know it's only a very limited trip, so I can't waffle on for hours as I might be tempted to if I was in the studio or on location. So the episodes of Back to the Dory Room range between, you know, usually 30, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, something like that. And I talk about a range of TV, mainly TV, but also movies and stuff that I'm watching. So you can find that at erktothedoryroom.com. It is a part of Channel Erk. If you are getting the Channel Erk mega feed with everything except Metal Monday in it, you'll already be getting the episodes, and I know that some of you have been listening. So I am enjoying that. I am watching a lot more TV this year since I have my Foxtel IQ, so I can record things digitally and watch them back later. So that's cool. So I thought that I would use the name that I've already used before, Enter the Dory Room. I did a Big Brother podcast back in 2007-2008. Big Brother's back. I am watching it. I actually talk about it in a episode that's coming up on Edge of the Dory Room. But yeah, it's all good. I've have had some problems with the application. I found out about it actually because I was listening to Captain Jeff, the airline pilot guy, and he was doing what I do. He was on a road trip and he was recording an episode using this piece of software. And so I tried it. I actually bought the application. It's about $10 out of the App Store. I'm pretty sure there's an Android version as well. And so it was working fine there for a while. And then I found out that it wasn't recording whole episodes and that sort of stuff. It would stop recording. It would seem like I was actually recording, but when it came down to it, I wasn't. And so I'm actually beta testing this application for the developers. And so that's the thing. We've worked in the Dory Room. A lot of the stuff that I'm talking about isn't necessarily timely. So if I do have some recording fail, for instance, I can just go back and repeat it a lot easier compared to, say, if I was on a train in Queensland. If I've got my Zoom H4 recorder with me, I'll still use that, but it's just amazing. The camera in this phone, I've taken some great shots with it lately, and also the applications that you can get. I've always got my phone on me, so if I need to record something, I can, but you know, there's no substitute for either being in the studio or being on location with the mobile recorder. But having said that, I'm making good use of the time that I am usually, you know, sitting in the car listening to podcasts. So if it helps me get some more episodes out, and I'll might use it again for this show. But it's but as I said, it's had its issues. We've hopefully sorted those issues out with the developer. They're really the guys over at Boss Jock Studios, they're really happy to get the feedback from people and to say, you know, I'm having this problem, and they'll go ahead and they'll try and work out a solution, or you know, at least they will talk to you about a problem, whereas some other developers, have you ever tried telling Microsoft or Apple that you have a problem with a piece of, you know, a piece of software or an application as a classic, for instance? So that's basically what I've been up to. I've been doing a lot of podcasting with the free music shows a week, getting the ErkPod stuff out. I've been purposely trickling that out to you. Speaking of that, I've actually been doing a bit of listening to old ErkPod episodes myself back from the Europe trip last year. I purposely decided that I wasn't going to listen to any of my content from the Europe trip until well after I got back. You know, I'd be here in Australia listening to it and thinking about what an awesome trip I had, whereas if I was listening to it while I was over there, I could possibly be missing out on some of the things that was going on because I'm listening to stuff that I'd recently recorded. But sometimes with the element of time, you know, I go back. I was listening to one of the Hong Kong episodes the other day. Much like people like Ian say, I felt like I was back in Hong Kong. And that is the whole idea of of doing shows like that. So I really enjoyed it. It was funny. I recorded that particular episode I was listening to the other day. I think it was episode 353. On or about the 15th of September. And I was listening to it in the first week of October. A year later. So yes, I am behind on my own podcast. But having said that, there are some people who don't listen to their own podcast. And I can understand the reasons why. You know, especially if you're doing a show such as Short Hour Gen with the recently departed Gemini Dragon. They were there, and they heard everything that was said. So once it's up, they really don't have any reason to listen to it. You know, Short Hour knows what he's doing with audio, so there's no reason to listen back to it for that particular reason. Whereas I like to listen back to my shows, especially the ones where I'm out and about, like I am now, just listening back to the stuff well after it's happened. It's sometimes funny to be on a train or in my car here in Australia and listening back to things that happened when I was in London or when I was in Hong Kong or wherever I was. So I hope you've enjoyed it. That's a very brief snapshot of what I've been up to over the last few months. So you can look forward to semi-regular ERCOD episodes. I'll be releasing them on the weekends, and also ERC to the Diary Room episodes on the weekends. And I've also been thinking of starting up a railway podcast. When you look at like the iTunes store or something like that, there's a lot of aviation podcasts that people can listen to, but when it comes to trains and railways and that sort of stuff, not so much. So in the new year, I might, you know, things settle down with this trip I'm about to do on the content. With the content that I'm doing for that, and now that Oak to the Diary Room is established, I might start up a trade podcast. It'll be generic. It'll be a lot of the stuff about how I've developed in my career and all that sort of stuff. I'm hoping that people will listen to it from overseas as well. But it's not going to be, you know, anything official with my place of employment or anything like that. But I know there are a couple of people who are probably cheering loudly at the moment. So you know, a lot of the stuff I have already spoken about on this podcast before. But there are other people who just want to listen to the train stuff, or just want to listen to the music, or just want to listen to the TV stuff. And so with these new shows, I'll be able to do that. So no firm commitment to that yet, just an idea that I'm putting out there. We'll see what happens, but ERC to the Diary Room will continue, ERC Pod will continue, and we'll see how things go. So anywho, thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the episode, and I have just pulled up at the place of my appointment, so we will see you out with this song by Stellar Addiction called La Di Da that I recorded live. And the really good thing about this, they recently did their EP launch, but this particular song isn't on the EP. So the best recordings that I've got of the band singing this song, and the best recordings that the band have got of them doing this song, is by me. So here's La Di Da. See you next time. Thanks for listening. ChannelOak.com. Good night, internet.
probably just take my dog